This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Five people are injured after a shooting at a New Orleans Mardi Gras parade Sunday night. Police say one of the victims is in critical condition and a suspect is in custody. This latest mass shooting comes just ahead of the resumption of classes at Michigan State University on Monday, a week after a gunman killed three students and injured five others. Several people are recovering from minor injuries after a large decoration crashed into a pool at the DreamWorks Water Park at the American Dreams Mega Mall in East Rutherford, New Jersey. A decorative helicopter suspended from the ceiling of the water park came crashing down into a pool on Sunday. Four people were injured in the incident, including one who had to be taken to the hospital, but all are expected to be okay. The government is finding more things in the sky because it's looking for more things in the sky.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken told NBC that the Chinese surveillance balloon incident earlier this month led to changes in detection parameters.
We recalibrated the radars, and as a result, we saw more things that we weren't seeing in the past. And among those things were these three objects that were shot down.
Blinken took a message to his Chinese counterpart on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference over the weekend.
I told him quite simply that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Meta is announcing its plans to test a month's subscription service. So-called Meta Verified will be letting users verify their accounts using a government ID to get a blue badge. It aims to help small creators grow and build online communities. The bundle for Facebook and Instagram will be retailing for $11.99 on the web and $14.99 on iOS and Android. The service will be rolled out in Australia and New Zealand this week, with other countries to follow. It comes as other social media platforms like Snapchat, Twitter, and Telegram have launched their own subscription services to open up new sources of revenue. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The White House says it will commit federal resources to East Palestine, Ohio, for as long as it takes, following the derailment of a train that released toxic materials. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the health and safety of the community is a top priority for the administration. EPA, CDC, and HHS resources have been deployed to the town to help with water and air quality testing and other efforts. A suspect is reportedly in custody in the shooting death of a Temple University police officer.
The officer was shot while trying to stop a carjacking near the school's campus in North Philadelphia. Temple Chief of Police Dr. Jennifer Griffith says this marks the first time a school officer has been killed in the line of duty. According to local media, a suspect's been taken into custody. I'm Dave Collins.
A top Federal Reserve official says inflation isn't where it needs to be. As a result, Michelle Bowman said interest rate hikes will need to continue until the Fed's goal of 2% inflation is reached. She made those comments to a bankers association in Nashville. Michigan State University is resuming classes today after last week's deadly mass shooting. MSU interim president Teresa Woodruff said the school continues to hold the victims' families in her hearts as they remember and celebrate their loved ones' loss and grief that loss. A massive winter storm is set to slam parts of the country this week. Forecasts show that it's expected to start Tuesday in the northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.